Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Clerk will note the roll. Quorum being present, Representative Doubt moves the minutes from March 19th, 2012. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Members, the motion prevails. The first item up we have is Senate File 1420, Representative Kelly. Can you come to the testifiers table, and we are going to be talking about the revisers bill. The reviser is also here to discuss that. Representative Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members. As you stated, this would be a vehicle for our revisers bill. There are no corrections at this point in time, but for the process as we go through, we'll hear from the office.
Mr. Chairman, members, I'm Paul Miranak. I'm the Deputy Revisor for Drafting. I'll assist the House and Senate in putting together a corrections bill if one is needed. Senate File 1420 was to be the vehicle for corrections last legislative session. And the last day of session, the Senate passed it off the floor without corrections, sent it over to the House. And because there were no corrections, it still stands as a vehicle for this year's corrections. So the idea would be to report this to the floor where it await action if the House and Senate bill authors determine that there are corrections that should be made. So this is merely advancing the bill forward as a vehicle.
Thank you. Is there questions for the testifiers? Representative Westrom.
Mr. Chair, Mr. Miranak, we just did a revisers bill that Representative Wardlow carried through civil law. Can you tell me the difference between these two? Or,
Mr. Chairman, Representative Westrom, that's a very good question. This bill is often referred to as a revisers bill, and it is not a revisers bill. Unlike the typical revisers bill where the revisers office advances non-substantive changes that need to be made to the statutes, this vehicle can sometimes include substantive changes. The revisor's office prepares the bill for House and Senate bill authors, and those authors determine whether a correction is necessary. Sometimes a correction is substantive, but there's a very, very detailed process that a correction has to move through before the bill authors will sign off on it. The bill authors are in the House, Representatives Kelly and Simon, and in the Senate, Representatives Limmer and Latz. Before they will consider a correction to be added to the bill, the proponent of a correction will need to get the signatures of the authors of the underlying bills that are being corrected, House and Senate authors, the chairs of the last policy committees in both bodies, the bill was reported out of, and all of the conference committee members if the bill went to conference committee. Those signatures give the bill authors some assurance that the corrections are needed and reasonable, but they can be substantive. For example, a common correction in a corrections bill is to add an effective date to a bill that the bill authors or the conference committee failed to consider. That's a substantive change. That's something that you would never find in a revisor's bill. So, in effect, the revisor's office assembles it. It's referred to as a revisor's bill, but in fact, it's not.
Other questions for the testifiers? Seeing none, I will move Representative Kelly's bill, Senate File 1420, be recommended to pass and sent to the General Register. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. We have in the packet the proposed supplemental calendar for Monday, March 26, 2012. I will move the proposed calendar for March 26, 2012. Is there any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. And members, we are adjourned. Thank you.